Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. This is our Tuesday night call. This is Ida, and we have Nathan, and we have Rob and Lynn on the line. Dr. Aleli is not with us tonight. She's traveling. We've got an echo. I don't know if somebody has us on a speakerphone or not.
Someone have on a speakerphone.
Okay. If you do, if you can mute out your line, maybe that might take away the echo.
Because I got everybody live. Everybody's live that's on the line at this particular time. But if you got to clean your line up, and I'll come back and pick you up later. Okay, go ahead, Ida. You're good.
Okay, well, like I said, Dr. A is out tonight. She's traveling, and she'll be back with us next week. But we do have some guests in her place, Ron and Lynn. I'm not sure where you guys are from. What, North Carolina and Canada? Or both from Canada?
We're from Quebec, Canada.
Okay, both from Quebec, Canada. Okay, excuse me. But like I say, in Dr. A's absence, we're going to continue on with the work that we're doing with the BioBalancer and the Healthy Home Initiative that was set forth by the government, that homes need to be healthy, and that means free of radon and bad energy. So not only our bodies, but also our homes. We have to protect ourselves in any way that we can from the ravages of the environment. But I'm not going to take up any more time. I'm going to let Ron and introduce himself and his guest from Quebec, Canada, and take it away.
Thank you, Ida. Good evening, everyone. And I wish Dr. A was here, but she's in Washington and starting clinical trials in regards to seizure management. And I'm sure everything will work out perfectly. What I do want to try and do tonight is share with you some experiences, because we've been lucky to have had the BioBalancer or flat battery now for more than 2.5 years. And the point that I will try and make with everyone in sharing these experiences is it's the most incredible product ever invented. We should be very, very grateful that Dr. A takes the time to share with us her knowledge, her experience, her expertise. And the one thing I can say to everybody is that I guess you could say that using the BioBalancer, your limits is your imagination, because it will do virtually anything and everything to help you. And Dr. A has talked, I think, a tiny bit about using the BioBalancer with a small little pocket flashlight to enhance the harmonics of it. And believe me, after twisting a knee a couple of years ago, it took a long time, but it worked. I never had to go see a doctor. Then one thing I haven't had time to do is to make a dental appointment. And at one point, a broken tooth started to abscess. It took many treatments, but guess what? The pain stopped. The abscess stopped. I've got a colleague on the line here, and I hope there's another one that's joining in from area code 819. But Len Shelley from Quebec, we are very close, and he's been experimenting, and he started doing this probably about 4 or 5 months ago and learned to see how the wireless effects of electromagnetic fields would affect you. And so I'm going to ask Len to tell me about the experience that he has had in regards to himself and the sleeping habits of his wife with a typical Wi-Fi router. Len, can you share with us?
Yeah, well, you had mentioned several times to unplug the computer modem completely, and we've been hesitant, and we just never did it until finally we started to unplug it every night for when my wife goes to bed. And within a week, she has noticed a difference in her sleep habits. She sleeps much better and longer, which that's good for me. For the other thing, my wife, it's sort of a small miracle, I guess we can say, that she had a tumor on her forehead by the pituitary gland, and it showed on the MRI in 2009, and then in 2011 it showed still there, increasing in size. And then the MRI in 2013, we went and saw the by treating the forehead area with a small LED light with the biohibernizer, a period of 3 or 4 times an evening. And when we went in December of 2014 to see the specialist, he compared all the MRIs, and he noticed that on the last MRI, after decreasing in size, it has completely disappeared. So she no longer has any more headaches, which were progressively worse. And it seems like the tumor has disappeared also, so she has no more of that problem.
Yeah, but how did it also affect you, Len?
Well, it affected me in regards to, I noticed one day just sitting by the in my lounge chair, my lounge chair, my lazy boy chair. I had the TV in front and the computer in the back of me, and it affects me with my RLS, which is the restless leg syndrome. And by unplugging completely the computer, it would cease. It wouldn't bother me anymore. But then,
and that's
when,
also unplugging the modem, eh?
Yeah, unplugging the modem, yeah.
Okay.
And then I also noticed recently that my cordless phone, I would have it close by me in case it rings, well, I won't have to get up. Well, I was getting some reaction, some effect into my restless leg, and I couldn't figure out why. Well, I took the phone and I moved it completely away from me, and it stopped. So that was affecting me in that way also.
Wow.
And there's another experiment that I'm presently experimenting with, is in my car. In regards to driving, being tired at the wheel, I took a bioharmonizer and I put it on the dash of the car, and I'm able to do the same distances that I used to do getting tired. Now I'm able to do it completely. So this little miracle nanotechnology has done me pretty well so far.
Len, would you mind explaining to people why you don't actually wear a biobalancer on you?
Yeah, okay. I tried that experiment too, because I have a hip replacement, titanium, and the hip is very painful at times. And so I tried the bioharmonizer on my left foot, and I've tried it on my hip. And I would feel even more pain, and I was wondering why. So I discontinued using the bioharmonizer, and therefore I had less pain.
Yeah, but that's, for everybody out there, according to Dr. A., what the metal was doing in Len's body was enhancing or increasing the effects of the harmonics. And therefore, it was causing pain instead of the opposite, because it was too strong. And it was sort of like expanding the... You know, it's like using the flashlight, where on a flat battery or bioharmonizer or biobalancer, where it increases the intensity of the flat battery.
Yeah, I even tried by cutting the battery in one third, the nanotop part.
Yeah,
and using that, and still, I would get more pain.
Well, one thing we'll have to do when Dr. A has a couple of spare minutes is, you know, get an update from her as to what she would recommend you do. But the fact that you attach that flat battery to your car and it's harmonizing your car, it means that the EMFs from all the electronics in your car are no longer harming you.
Yeah.
So,
well, like I say, I'm still experimenting with that, and so far, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
We'll, we'll see after a couple of weeks. If it continues this way, well, great, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good.
For everybody out there, I did have an opportunity to speak to Dr. A last Friday, and she gave me an update on this young lady, Destiny. And, you know, she's very, very pleased that Destiny is basically drug-free, seizure-free for 5 weeks. However, she did have one seizure. Destiny lost one of her flat batteries. And for any newcomers here, Destiny was wearing 3 flat batteries, one under each and one around the neck. So I don't know which flat battery she lost, but as soon as she realized that she had lost a flat battery, she called her mother. I think her mother called a relative to get down to the school and get her another flat battery. Destiny did have one seizure. And once that third biobalancer was put on her, she was okay. So it goes to show you the power of this device, because for all intents and purposes, it's a lifesaver.
Yes.
And you know, the key thing here, and somebody like Len is perfect proof of it, experiment on your body. The one woman that 5 months ago, over 5 months, no, 5 months actually, to the day, she started to experiment with the flat battery under her left heel. She became very agitated, very aggressive, where she is not an aggressive woman, but it stopped her menstrual issues, and it's 5 months that everything is normal. So, you know, there's another lady that tried it under her left heel. It didn't help her very much with her muscle, because she'd been in 4 major car accidents, but guess what? She tried it in her back hip, back pocket. She actually went ballroom dancing last week. She's stiff, but, I mean, she's not going to physio once a week. So the point that I'm trying to stress to everybody is experiment. Maybe it takes one, maybe it takes two, but you should be feeling better afterwards. And I know that for a fact. And I think I shocked Dr. A about 2 years ago when she said, wear it under your left heel. It energizes the body. It'll protect your body. So I started doing that because I live about 60 miles outside of Montreal. So when I would drive to Montreal and back, whoa, I was like a zombie. I was completely fatigued. The next day, I would be very sluggish. I tried one under the left heel. Wasn't so bad. I tried one under each heel, and it's like I never drove to Montreal and back. So It does have an effect. You have to experiment. Only your body, based on your EMF exposure over your lifetime, will tell you what, if it works, or it partially works, or it does work. So don't be shy, because you never know what you're going to come up with, where, you know, you can actually, and I can't say the word, but you can help your knee quite a bit once you badly twisted it. But when you take off your shoes with the balancers in it, and then your knee starts to stiffen up, and then you put your shoes back on, and your knee becomes normal, whoa, that tells me this thing works. So, do we have Mario on the line? I guess he's not.
Yeah,
there.
Mario's on the line.
Yeah, Mario on the line.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Lance.
Hey,
Mario.
Hey. Hello,
Mario. Mario had a very interesting weekend. And Mario, you've got the floor.
Yeah, I was really glad to hear about Dr. Lolly's what was happening with Destiny and this other young girl in Washington, D.C., and it all had to do about Caesar. And lo and behold, you know, like we often say that there's always things happen and there's always a reason, eh? So I was at the Brome Fair this weekend, and it's been 3 years in a row that I go to the this environmental fair. A lot of people are really well qualified for solutions in their lives, you know, real solutions. And I've had some clients from last year that came back really, really happy to have that I helped them harmonize their lives. And on Saturday night, normally we gather around and we get to know each other better after the fair or the opening for the public closes. And I was at the cafe or the place where we have some food, and there was this young girl, less than 30 years old, that was serving me, and I kind of thought that she was a bit ironic, you know. She was kind of had a funny humor, right? But she was nice, smart, and all of a sudden she mentioned the word Caesar. Actually, she's a 23-year-old girl that had been fighting Caesars for the past 12 years. So 11 years, she started to have Caesars, and she's one case in the world where, apparently, as she was saying, that they remove a part of her brain and it's in the freezer somewhere into a scientific laboratory, eh? And I tested her out on that evening, and funny enough, from all the people I've been testing with the Bedore test, which is the bi-digital O-ring test, that is a patent type of test that was created by some doctors in Columbia University that we use, and it works perfectly for our business. Most people would lose from 15 to 40, 50, sometimes 60% of their balance when exposed to a cell phone. And as for her, funny enough, with all the problems she has, not even 10%, you know. So I say, what's something that I don't understand? On the muscular test, of course, she was losing maybe 20% balance, but I would have thought it would have been worse than that. But anyway, I asked her if she wanted to go on some kind of a trial with me with the wearing of a bioharmonizer on her for overnight. So to come and see me back on the next day, because that was Sunday, and we were having an event also on Sunday. So she carried the bioharmonizer all night. The next day she was at the rendezvous point and place, the right time at 12 o'clock at my booth. And she said, and it's just the beginning for me, eh? And she said, I was wearing, just like Rod said, I was wearing the bioharmonizer all that time, and I had no Caesar. And one time I dropped it. I immediately went into an absence, you know, or some kind of a Caesar. So she's now carrying on her experiment and only using one bioharmonizer. And it's just to show you that this girl, after these 12 years of being harassed by medical type of experiment, was so glad and pleased to know that there is an alternative that won't hurt that she can actually use now. So the rest is to that something that we have to follow up on in the next weeks to come. Just to say that from the 2.5 years I've known the bioharmonizer, the way I personally understand how it works now, especially with these Caesar people solving their problem within no time, to me it's just like technology that we have around, all this Wi-Fi, all these billions of hertz floating around in all directions, is actually putting us off sync in a way. Because we don't speak of that very often, but our body talks on a particular wavelength, which is 8 hertz or 7.83 hertz. And all this technology that we have around is in the billions of hertz, from 600 million to 4 or 5 billion hertz. So nobody, everybody, actually, it's really easy to understand that it creates some kind of a wobbling effect or desynchronization effect on most people at, on most times. So I hope this is testimonial and this way of seeing the purpose and the reason why could help you understand how bioharmonizer works.
Well, Mario, thank you very much. You know, yes, you got to follow up on that young woman, because you know, you've actually done a miracle for her, and I'm sure she appreciates it. Is there anybody else out there that has any other testimonial that they could share with us? Because, you know, it's actually Mario that told me you're only limited by your imagination as to what the biobalancer can do. But, you know, please share with us. Okay, so nobody wants to share anything or has anything to share? But let me ask you this. Ida and Nathan, how are you using the biobalancer?
Well, I have one patient now. She finally got a tumor on her breast, and for the last 3 weeks she's been wearing the balancer. I haven't checked with her this week as of yet, but she do not want to have operation.
Who is it to you?
It's a friend. She found out she got a tumor on her breast.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell her to try and use. Okay, it's a work in progress. You know, next week when Dr. Lally is back, I hope, share that experience with her. But I don't see any harm in her using a flashlight with the biobalancer.
Oh, yeah, she's using that.
2-3 times a day for 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I told her to definitely do that.
Okay.
And change her eating habits.
Has she gone for a mammogram?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did it show?
It's there, and she just don't want to. They wanted to get an operation. They wanted to cut her.
Oh, I hate knives. Is Ida still here?
Ida?
Okay, so
Ida's still there?
She's not talking.
Ida. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was talking, but I couldn't figure out why you couldn't hear me. I had my
cell
phone.
Well, now
mute.
We know.
Yes, my problem was, you know, that I had with my cell phone. My problem was with my cell phone, that, you know, being that I'm on it listening to conference calls and talking to people all the time.
that my earwax was melting inside of my ears, and I was beginning to have headaches. So having the balancer on my phone has alleviated all of that stress that I experienced, you know, because now, you know, my earwax is not melting and running out of my ear, and I don't have those headaches anymore. And since I've put balancers on the outlets in my bedroom, I sleep better at night.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I tested my outlets with the little tester, and they were putting off energy, whether there was something plugged into them or not. And then when I put the balancer on them and I tested the outlets, there was nothing.
I got to order that.
What type of tester did you use?
It was just a little one I've got off of Amazon. Solar, the cell phone tester. It's supposed to be able to test the frequency from the cell phone. But having it in my car and riding along the highway, when I would pass over by power lines, it would go off. I'm like, wow. So, you know, I kept it on when I'm traveling. And in areas where there were no power lines, it didn't beep. It didn't sound off an alarm. But as soon as I neared a power line, you know, the big electrical lines they have, the ones, with the transformers on it, it would just go off. It didn't do it at all of them, but I guess certain ones are pulling in the power.
The high tension
to the car.
No, I'm riding in the car, driving down the road, and my beeper would go off.
Wow. You didn't tell them about the other car you were driving, and it went off when you sit in the seat?
Right, in my Mercedes. I found out that my Mercedes was charged. I tried to balance it out with a balancer, but I couldn't. So I talked to an electrician, and he was saying that it was probably the car was not being grounded properly. So I did take it and had it checked. The guy told me he couldn't find anything loose. You know, they checked different things. But when I got the car back and I tested it, it was all right. It was better. It wasn't making the beeper go crazy. So I'm not sure what they did. Maybe there was something loose. But, you know, I didn't realize we had electrical frequencies like that around us in our cars. I guess with, you know, electric seat motors and stuff, you know, you kind of dismiss it in your mind that it's actually, you know, well, maybe I did. But after getting that tester, that little meter, and finding out that, you know, all of this stuff is just like, you know, charged and open and I guess mildly electrocuting us or something, right? I don't know. Causing us imbalance in our bodies.
Ida,
pardon?
Ida, would you mind texting me a picture of that little tester because I'm curious?
Okay.
And my phone number is 514.
Okay. Uh-huh.
592.
Uh-huh.
9200.
Okay.
But just for your information, you can take a portable AM radio, tune it to a very low frequency station, 600 or 400 or even 800, and walk around your house to your plugs, and it will the electrical interference coming out of your plug will create a lot of static on the AM radio.
Say what?
Okay.
So, you know, if you guys are also interested and staying up to date with what's going on in regards to EMFs, especially for the wireless devices and cell towers and stuff like that. My suggestion to you, and if you've got your pen ready,
mm-hmm.
go to this website. You can subscribe for free. It's a Canadian website that does that accumulates all the research and information on a global basis and will send you, you know, weekly or bi-monthly updates by email as to what is being discovered and what is known, and including smart meters. So the website is W, as in wish, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, initiative.org.
Initiative,
yeah. INITIATIVE.org.
INITIATIVE,
initiative. That's one excellent website because any major headline anywhere in the world in regards to EMS, it'll be there. And so you just want to go, and it's got an it's got an excellent database of information.
Okay. So that's WEP. That's WEP dot.
No, WEEP initiative.org.
Oh, dot all. Okay. ORG. Okay.
The information that comes out of there is blows your mind because it's, you know, it's not just focusing on the U.S. or Canada. It's focusing on the whole world. And it's covering everything that's EMF related.
Okay.
And just by reading the headlines, that's educational. But then you go and you click on the headlines that it's giving, and lo and behold, you get the whole story. You get to find out what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got it open, and you're right. It's very informative.
Pardon?
Are you on there?
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
Oh. Okay.
Rod, that's Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rod, could you tell the listeners that about how you can harmonize your car with your cell phone?
Well, no, I haven't. Why? You do it, Mario.
Okay. Do you know, since most people, when you're traveling nowadays, you have your mobile next to you or your cell phone, and since you know about this this phenomenon, which is called the bioharmonizer, whenever you plug in your cell phone or mobile to be charged while driving from point A to point B, if you have a flat battery within your into or in the sleeve of your cell phone or mobile, you will automatically harmonize the whole car.
Okay. Awesome information tonight.
So this way, you know, one stone, two hits, because most people, they say, well, gee, I don't have any charge because you forgot to charge it as you were driving, eh?
Because what you're doing is you're harmonizing the whole car, so the EMFs from all the electronics won't have a harmful effect on your body. And actually, if you're driving a long distance, you won't feel as fatigued.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, as you are charging your cell phone, you are charging yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do like the girls who have the seizures. I put a harmonizer on myself when I'm traveling. Or when I'm, generally, when I get dressed in the morning, I put a harmonizer on my body. And I keep one on me all day long. So
that's good.
Yeah. And I do feel better. I can tell sometimes when I don't have it, especially like you say when you're driving, because I notice that when I'm driving, I don't get as tired as I would normally. I have noticed that, but didn't associate it with the harmonizer, but I have noticed that I'm not as tired. And I keep a harmonizer on me all the time. And I appreciate everybody tonight. I don't know if anybody else had any questions. We're at 10 after the hour.
I have one little comment to give out to the listeners, if I may.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
I have been seeing or having some client maybe over a year ago that came up to me, and, you know, sometimes us human beings, we know when somebody is stressed out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people, now I have the opportunity to see them a couple of years or a year and a half after they start wearing the bioharmonizer. I can tell you, these people, from the time I've seen them first, that they have been discharged of their fatigue or their worries or the this general feeling that you get when somebody is stressed out. You know, you know that, eh? And I have this possibility to remember, because I used to be a weatherman. So you observe and observe and observe, right? So I've seen this weekend many of my clients that came up to me last year starting wearing the bioharmonizer, and there was one reason for that is because they were stressed out because of the hypersensitivity to electromagnetic fields or pollution. Today, I see these people a year after. They look younger. They look, say some of them 10 years younger from the time I've seen them where they were stressed out because of pollution, EMF pollution. Believe me.
That's awesome.
Mario, you're very correct. And believe it or not, Nathan, I'm a couple years younger than you. I turned 60 this year. And you know what I tell people? Between the flat batteries or biobalancers and having EMF filters in my home, I feel better at 60 than I did at 50.
Wow. Wow. And that's awesome.
And believe it or not, I don't know how many people are on the line, but you put EMF filters in your home, believe it or not, and then to use Dr. Lally's words, when your home is a sane home, your body will heal itself. My thinking, and I might be crazy, but the cure for the common cold is right there. Put EMF filters home. The last cold I had, it took my mother to tell me because she noticed the change in my voice.
Wow.
So you don't feel it. Or a cold will last a day and a half. Not set 5 or 7 days. So you combine her technology, EMF filters, you're going to feel a lot better. And it takes time, but it does help. It does work.
Well, Rod, look at me. I work out 4 or 5 times a week, an hour and a half every morning. I'm on my bike at 5 in the morning, and when I'm finished, I'm not tired at all.
So, and how old are you? You said that?
How old am I? I'm 74.
74.
Yeah. And I feel 50.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right.
We found the fountain of youth.
Yes.
Well, to me, the number is only the age is only a number.
Yes, wow. It is. Truly is.
Yep.
But okay, guys, it's been a great call, and we're gonna wrap it up. We're about 45 minutes in, and we don't want to wear anybody out. But we will be back on next Tuesday. So if anybody,
I got one question. Yes. Our special guests, if they want to say something, they can say it because they are live.
Oh, I've learned a lot.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just jotting down notes. I'm just amazed. I have a lot to talk to Maxine about either right after this because it'll be a whole other hour if I expressed everything, but I've learned a lot in the short period of time. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on, Howard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And I just want to mention that Saturday morning, starting at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a blowout sale at the Worship Center in the plaza, the old Star Bowling Alley Plaza. We're going to start at 7 o'clock. If you want a table, the table will be $5. Sell whatever you want. Take away whatever you want. You don't have to donate it back to the center, but let your heart be your guide. That'll be this Saturday morning. So whatever you want to set up, come help me. If you ain't got nothing, come help me sell some stuff. Okay, because we're gonna have the balances. We're gonna have at least. I know I'm gonna have at least 10 balances out this Saturday.
Mm.
Ada, you still have some balances left, right?
Yes, I do have some balances left. Yeah, I do.
Okay then. So Saturday morning, we're going to have the balances. The balances will be on the table Saturday morning.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Blessing.
my heart's testing with your love.